We're at the end of your day, Reish Tamid Vav, which is the end of Hilchos Milah. We are up to Seif Tes. Okay, so we said that to have a bris before the eighth day is very problematic. And therefore, when the baby is born, Bein HaShmashos, so we do Ki'ilu as if the baby was born at night. Because we don't know if the baby is born by day or by night. Bein HaShmashos, Safik Yom, Safik Laila. You can't say maybe the baby is born by Yom and do it on the eighth day, because it might be before the eighth day, because it might really be the seventh day. So we push it off as if the baby was born at night.
Why?
Because we have a Safik. Safik Yom, Safik Laila.
Eight or nine.
We'd rather nine, because if you do before the eighth day, it could be not Yotze at all. You do the ninth day, for sure Yotze, you just didn't do it on the eighth. But you can't do it on the eighth. But if the ninth day is Shabbos, so you have to do it on Shabbos. Even if the eighth day is Shabbos, you have to do it on Shabbos. Because it's a suffix if the baby was born on Shabbos. Bein HaShmashos, on both sides. Mm-hmm. So you're always going to push it off later. By bris, you always push off later, not earlier, because if it's the bris is before the eighth day, it's very, very problematic. And whenever there's a suffix, you can't do it on Shabbos. So now, what is Bein HaShmashos? So that is Seif Tes. So this is a long sugya that we learned a very long time ago, probably 5 years ago. In the beginning of Chelek Gimel Mishaburah, Siman Reish Samach Aleph, we talked about when the Shabbos come in. That's when the Shabbos come in. Candle lighting, the famous Machlokes between the Gra and the Goyim and the Beit Tam. So here the Shulchan Aruch says, "In Reish Samach was it as Bishir Bein HaShmashos if Ligu Tanoi the Amoroi the Sof Perik Bamem Adikin." So there's also Machlokes Tanoi Amoroi, Machlokes Hapok Rishonim, Machronim, Machlokes, Machlokes, Machlokes. Because of Bala Eter, Vesapu Lon Halachik Yidin Remi. So he's talking right about the Machlokes in the Gemara. Hilchach I is Yolid Yenukum Mishatishka Chama Sofiku Ad Yisholim Bein HaShmashos. So we're going to go l'chumra and assume that Bein HaShmashos extends until you've been yotzei basically all the shittas. Now I don't think that means you have, if a person's not makbid a remaining time to end Shabbos, he doesn't have to makbid a remaining time over here either. But the general doubts of Bein HaShmashos, we're going to be makbid extend Bein HaShmashos until we're sure that it's no longer Bein HaShmashos. Otherwise, we're going to call the suffix. The bris is going to be on the next day, and if the next day is Shabbos, it's going to end up being on day 10. The nimo la'asar. B'is yalav ha'motzai Shabbos. If this happens on motzai Shabbos, so again, mishetishka ha'chama adina l'chumra k'dera. So once it becomes shkia, we have a suffix. You can't do a bris on Shabbos. Be suffix. And you're going to push it off. And the air yourself ways. Okay, that's it. Sif Yud. Now, not every bris is Docha Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch. This is a brisa in Shabbos, Dav Kuf Lamed Hei. Katan Shenola Kishu Mahu. If the baby is born with a bris. If the baby is born with a bris, then you don't need to do a bris. No, but we say to do Hatafas that bris, to take out a drop of blood. Uwish Yesho Shtei Orlos. If there's two Orlos. Okay, that's a machlokes. When you go to the chumrah, if there's two orlas, androgynous has both male and female reproductive organs. The yotzei dofe, this is very common. The yotzei dofe is a C-section. The baby came out through the wall of the stomach. The yelid bayis shelo tov ve'imo ad she yolda, or you have a, this is not so relevant to us, but you have an eved kina shifcha kinainis. And she didn't go to the mikveh, or you have an eved, whatever it is, some sort of servant, and she didn't complete her conversion until, or maybe it's referring to the tvila to be a full shifcha kneinis, but she didn't go to the mikveh ad she yold until after the baby was born. So when the baby was born, the baby came from a goyish mother. So afa bishani molu l'shmona, all these cases, the proper thing to do in the mitzvah is to give the bris on the eighth day. However, ein adochin es haShabbos. All these cases are exceptions to the rule, and although the bris is normally done on the eighth day, if the eighth day is Shabbos, you're going to push it off to Sunday. Hagot tumtum. Tumtum is someone who's reproductive organs are covered, so you can't tell if it's a male or a female, boy or girl. Shenikra, if there's no male heir, there's nothing to do a bris on. So tumtum shenikra, they cut the skin of his covering, v'nimtza zachar, and underneath they found an aver of a zachar, malin oso b'shabbos. Then they will do the bris on Shabbos. This is a stam opinion in the Ramah. V'yesh osrin.
The tumtum cut the skin and see
it. It's still called the tumtum. You're saying once you cut the skin, you see that it's a zachar, so it should become a zachar. Why are we calling him a tumtum? Okay, I don't know. I hear it. Okay, so that's a big machlokes we showed him. And I mean, it's a stam and a yesh osir, but you're dealing with, chil shayla chil shabbos. So, I mean, it's not such a relevant question. But there's two opinions. We showed him two opinions in the Ramah if such a baby would have a bris on shabbos. Sifir Aleph. Okay, so it was in the olden days, a baby that was born in the 8th month, there's a 7-month baby, 8-month baby, 9-month baby. We had in last week's parsha by Tamar. Tamar had 7-month babies. A 7-month baby is a normal baby. It was a 7-month pregnancy. A 9-month baby is also normal. 8 months is considered not normal, and it was assumed that the baby in the olden days, the baby was going to die. Now, but an 8-month baby could be a 7-month baby that's overripe. If it's an overripe 7-month baby, then the baby should live, just because they have extra time. So if it's an official 8-month baby. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, we should know that b'chodesh hashvi'i, the baby is born, a 7-month baby, malin osa b'shabbos, they'll do the bris on Shabbos. It's considered a normal, healthy baby. Even if his hair or his fingernails are not complete, which is usually a sign that the baby is born early. So here we don't pay attention to the sign. 7 months is 7 months. That's okay. The baby's born. 8-month baby. 8 months of Shabbos. Not going to do the Rishon Shabbos. Unless the hair and the fingernails are grown, then we will do the bris. But otherwise, we will not do the bris. If we don't know if it's a 7-month baby or an 8-month baby, then you're not going to do the bris on Shabbos, unless it has complete hair and nails. That we will do the bris on Shabbos, because maybe it's a ben shibu. Ella, the ein mechal on the Shabbos, b'shar dvarim, b'chein ir the ikar. So he says that the other, perhaps, leniencies of chil Shabbos, which are not many, because we don't pass them like Rabbi Elazar, or Rabbi Elazar the Mila, where he holds you can make a knife on Shabbos. Anything you can do before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do. Just basically the bris. So here he says, in this case, it's a suffix of Ben Shiva, they'll let you do the bris itself, but they won't let you do anything else.
It's funny, because like, the bris itself is the right.
So there is a svara brought down over here. In the Shach, in Tzivkot and Tezvav, if the baby is considered dead, to take a knife into a dead body on Shabbos is not really awesome. It's like chotech basar ba'alma. It's like cutting a piece of chicken. It's only when the human being is alive and you're cutting and you're drawing blood, so that is an act of chil Shabbos. But if the baby is dead, so then you don't have that act of chil Shabbos. And if the baby is considered halachically dead, he wants to say it's the same thing. The Iben Shmonu Areu Ke Mechate Basa Ba'am Kedisa B'Tur. So that's what he says, the bris itself you can do, because even if it's not a viable fetus, the baby's going to die. The baby's considered dead. So if the baby's considered dead, it's not considered Chol Shabbos to do the actual meal. But other things would be problematic. Okay, that's the specific bit. Yisrael Shehemian, a Jew, he rejected Judaism and he became like a dog. The Noah though Ben Yisraelis, but his wife is Jewish. I mean, he's also Jewish. His wife is Jewish. But they went far, far, far off to that, right? Mali Mosav Shabbos, they'll still do the bris on Shabbos because they are Jews and they are Chayev and Mitzvahs. Sifi Gimel, I have issues with. Yisrael Shinova Ben Migoya, if a Jew has a baby from a non-Jewish woman, ain't malin also b'Shabbos. You're not going to do the bris on Shabbos. So this, I was very bothered by this. What do you mean not going to do the bris on Shabbos? The baby's not Jewish. You're not going to do a bris at all. So I was very excited to see the pre-show on the tour ask the same kasha. And he just said, he says, you're not going to do a bris at all. But this is Hilchos Shabbos, Mila b'Shabbos, so threw in b'Shabbos. But you're not going to do a bris at all. Now the other possible option, I don't know if it's, I don't really know if it's possible to say this, but our big poskim nowadays would say that if the father, even though normally we push away goyim and we don't look for converts, but if the father's Jewish, the mother's not Jewish, the baby's not Jewish, but if the father's Jewish, there's enough there, there's different reasons brought down, but there we do try to get the baby to become Jewish. Some say because the father's Jewish, so it has some, you know, sparks of Jewish Kedusha. Others just could say, like, the baby thinks he's Jewish, so you might as well really make him Jewish, because he'll go marry some Jewish girl, and that would be much worse, so let's try to make him Jewish. But only if he's ready to convert and become Jewish. So, what if the parents want him to convert the baby? So, do we convert the baby doing the bris? Oh, we'll do the bris on the eighth day in order to convert him. I'm making this whole story up. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, ain't malin osof b'Shabbos. Is that what he means? I don't know. Okay, Sifi Dad. Yesh di zaher. Why don't you be careful? Shalom yamulu shneimor le mila achaz b'Shabbos. Shezeh yimor v'zeh yipara. Ela hamalu asmo yipara. There's two parts of the mila we discussed. The cutting, the chotech, the mila, and the priya. So it says, those that say that on Shabbos you have to make sure it's one boa does both. No division of labor. No, this one does this job and that one does that job. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Say again? Hold on, let's just finish this up because the Ramah is going to. Hold on a second. So the Mechaber says, on Shabbat, during the week, you have two more than one does the Mila, one does the Priya. Fine. But on Shabbos, it has to be the same person. Says the Ramah, Hagah, Velo, Motzasi, Rai, Ludvarov. I don't see any Rai for that, any reason that it has to be like that. Or Rai is a proof. The Adarab, which is the opposite, nearly the Shari. I think it's Mutter, says Ramah. The Hamila Dafi Shabbos, Mila pushes away Shabbos, right? We do bris on Shabbos. Kamo Avod and Mikdash, just like Avod and the Beis Hamikdash. Avod and the Beis Hamikdash wasn't one Kohen doing the entire karma. It was split up amongst a bunch of Kohanim. Shekama Kohan, we owed him a Mechal and Shabbos. That each one does his job, even though his job involved Chil Shabbos, and his job alone is not good enough. If only one Kohen does that one job, then that's not, you just shech the karma. So you don't do anything else. So that's called Chil Shabbos. So how do we let one person do the Shechita, and then someone else do the Kabbalah Siddhan, someone else do the Zrika Siddhan, someone else do the Zrika, Halacha, putting the stuff on the Mizbeach. Each step, if you only did that step, it would be Chil Shabbos. So it makes sense that one person do the whole thing. We don't say such a thing. It's not true. So just like by Bris, it's true to properly fulfill Bris's two parts. But why do you insist that one person does both parts? I can have two people, each one does one part, and that's good enough. Oh, but each one, Mechal Shabbos, and if you only do his part, then it's not good enough. That's true, but it's the same thing like a carbon, says the Ramah. By the carbon, each one does his part, and if you only do that part, and no one else will do any other part, so we call it Chil Shabbos. But because it's all done together, and it's all part of the process of bringing a Korban Shabbos, it's all mutter. The me'achai, continuing in the Ramah, the me'achai, the Shabbos, mitam litzvot, since Shabbos is pushed off by Korbanos, to bring Korbanos to Shabbos, certain Korbanos, and every Korbanos, let's say, harehu kechol l'chol davar. So Shabbos, when it comes to a Korban, is like chol. We don't look and say, oh, you're doing part of the mitzvah and that part of the Shabbos. No. It's considered kechol, I'm allowed to bring a Korban, each one's allowed to do his portion of the Korban and do his job. Nechei matzazi b'sefer, truma yashon, katub b'klaf, shekosa b'sofo chashavis behed. It was written explicitly. Dishar, that it's going to be mutter. Amma matzazi b'koibit sheyesh lezer. The Ramah says, I saw in this koibit that it should be aser. I think Eger Din is mutter. The Machaber thinks it's aser, so he brings down sources the kind of, you know, on each side, and he says basically tov lahachmir lechat chila. Okay, that is the end of Siman Reish Sam Vav, and that is the end of Hilchos Bila.
Right,